Random House Audio presents The Infatuations by Javier Marias, translated by Margaret Joel Costa, read for you by Justine Eyre. 1. The last time I saw Miguel de Verne, or de Verne, was also the last time that his wife, Luisa, saw him, which seemed strange, perhaps unfair, given that she was his wife, while I, on the other hand, was a person he had never met, a woman with whom he had never exchanged so much as a single word. I didn't even know his name, or only when it was too late, only when I saw a photo in the newspaper showing him after he'd been stabbed several times, with his shirt half off and about to become a dead man, if he wasn't dead already in his own absent consciousness, a consciousness that never returned. His last thought must have been that the person stabbing him was doing so by mistake and for no reason, that is, senselessly, and what's more, not just once, but over and over, unremittingly, with the intention of erasing him from the world and expelling him from the earth without further delay, right there and then. But why do I say too late, I wonder? Too late for what? I have no idea, to be honest. It's just that when someone dies, we always think it's too late for anything, or indeed everything, certainly too late to go on waiting for him, and we write him off as another casualty. It's the same with those closest to us, although we find their deaths much harder to accept, and we mourn them, and their image accompanies us in our mind both when we're out and about and when we're at home, even though for a long time we believe that we will never get accustomed to their absence. From the start, though, we know, from the moment they die, that we can no longer count on them, not even for the most...